Good luck. To go over, just to drop the last week, we have a lot more to cover this week. At the end of last week, we covered just some yesaidis. One is that maisa has to be given to aniyim. Maisa cannot be taken out of a davar shebechayvus. So if you're ready menadev to give a tzedakah, you can no longer use maisa money to pay it off, unless you had in mind initially before you made that neder that you're going to use it for maisa money. Then we were moisiv that the Taz brought down from Ramatz a chiddush that if you're going to get a tevis hana from the maisa, that's permissible, but provided, he puts a right on it, provided that tevis hana you're going to get, you would not do it just for that tevis hana. It means if you give, just like maisa, you had a right tevis hana to give whoever you wanted, that's fine. So too, you could use your maisa money, maisa ksofim, and give it to whoever you want, and you can have tevis hana. But if what you're getting from it, we talked a case about buying some dekoyis or whatever it is, if what you're getting from it, that side benefit is so great that you would spend that money just to buy that side benefit, then you cannot use maisa money from it. If you wouldn't buy Sandakois with $2,000 to spend the Suda. So then, yes, you could make the Suda for the Ani, the Suda spritz for the Ani, and then get Sandakois as a sidekick. No problem. That's fine. Then we brought down the truth of some Seif, and I just want to be myself. Maybe I was unclear. Someone came over to me this week. The truth of some Seif had a case where a person was promised to support his Edom, his children in learning, and he wanted to know, a couple of years in, he never couldn't afford to do so anymore, and he wanted to be able to take it off of Maisa. And Sam Sefer says that if initially you had in mind when you promised to give that support, you're going to take it from Maisa, fine, but if not, it's already a davar shebechayva, and you can no longer take it off of Maisa. That was Sam Sefer, beautiful. Now, we were just ma'irin, a nekuda, is that like the tithes of Meramat, so our interpretation, what comes out, la halacha, that would only be permissible if you would not have done so otherwise. But if you're willing to pay that price to be able to have an Edom, a Talmud Chacham, and would get your daughter married, and that's why you're doing it, then you can no longer use that for mice, even if you had in mind it lechatchila, because that side benefit of having your daughter having such a chas and having a husband, you would have paid anyway, even without the maisa. I just want to clarify a drive, because people misunderstood what I meant by that. I don't mean that every time a person who has a cheshivas for learning and wants to support an edim, that means you can't take that off of maisa. Adarabam. Faket, you have the right haracha for what it means to support a ben Torah. I mean to say is that you have some people who by them the ben Torah has no cheshivas or chulilo, not that much. The ikka is getting the daughter happy, and if the husband would be an earth scientist, earthworm scientist, or a rocket scientist, they would do the exact same support. If he would be in business and real estate, he would do exact same support. Be side, whatever the nadan takes to get his daughter married. He's a, let's say, a wealthy individual, and he could provide a nice nadan, and he would do that regardless of who his daughter would marry. So then, that type of person, means he's doing it, nothing to do with the Ben Torah, that person cannot take it off of Maisa. Obviously, if you have somebody who, yes, would be love to support an Edom in learning, but if his son would not, or son-in-law would not be in learning, he would not do so, it's because he only wants to do it, because he wants to have the schus of Akzaka's Torah, or Tzedakah, or whatever it is, that person, yes, could take it off of Maisa. Again, provided he had in mind initially, but Even if that person, let's say, would have supported his son-in-law even without taking it off of Maisa, but he's doing it out tzedakah. He's doing it because he has a chashivas for achzakas Torah. And I meant to say, I should have been clear, is that if somebody is doing it nothing to do with achzakas Torah, but he's doing it just to get his daughter married, so then he has this prize of having a son-in-law, so then he cannot take it off of Maisa because he's doing it for the son-in-law, not for Maisa. That was just a clarification. Another nakuda is Agav the Chassam Sefer mentioned that even if you do this and take it off of Maisa, you should make sure that you only give half to your children, half to your family, give half somewhere else, and he's medame to a mishnah in Peah. This week I saw that his dimyon to Peah is not so pashit. Pashas is in Ramon, a Biagra later on, which argues with the Chassam Sefer, which hopefully B'lin Edom will get to. It's in Reishon and Zayin Sif Yod, but his dimin to pay was, he seemed by pay also, you're not supposed to be maxic all to one on, you're supposed to give to your family, you're supposed to give half out. So he was medamit to my six of him, that the biagra takes issue, and he explains to Ramal later on, faked, that whole din was miyucha to real matonis anim, like payer, but my six of him, you could give to one ani, even if it's your family, and it's fine. We have to really discuss it later on. I just want to bring it in now, because Chassam Sefer mentioned it, is that could be, yes, you are allowed to give my six to one person, not like the Chassam Sefer, perhaps. Okay. Okay, we're going to get. That's what I'm going to focus on tonight. So basically, is yes. In fact, I'll be honest with you. I personally, on a personal note, I rather happen to be mekana those people who have an opportunity to support their children in learning. If you go through Hilchas Tzedakah and Yetzer Hashem, you'll see that it's kmat the greatest form of tzedakah possible to be maksik your own children in learning. To beat that, you would have to manage, I don't know, you're going to see, it's like pigeon, it's very, very difficult, I should say. I mean, there are exceptions, but it's very difficult. It's like the best type of stalker. You have Achzokas Torah, and it's Aniyim, and it's people in your house. So it's Kroivim, it's Karakar of Kaidim, which we're going to see in Yetz Hashem. It's like the best form possible. Those people who are in the position to do so, it's definitely something to be Makana. Does it? No, we discussed last week that tuition doesn't count, which is because you can't take tuition off of Maisa. But I'm talking about sons or sons-in-law learning. That's a beautiful thing. Ashrecha, whoever does it. All right. What's bothering the Olam, and I want to clarify tonight, we're going to go through, we'll start off with about 5 chalukim, and throughout the rest of the night, we'll see maybe a few more chalukim. What is the difference between Maisa and your regular Chiv Tzedakah? Chiv Tzedakah already states in the Mechaber that you have to give a tenth. Is a mit benin. It's really supposed to be giving a chomish. Is the best. Is a mitzvah min amufka. And Maisa is also a tenth. So what's the chiller? Why is there a new concept called Maisa? Maisa grad is only a minig. Dami hacha the minig. You have a regular Chiv Minatoyra to give a tenth, or at least it's the right thing. It's a mit benin. Anyone who gives less than a tenth is an ayin ra. So what do we need Maisa for? So, Adkan, to what we had today, we already have a few chalukim. In Metzrim tonight, we'll see many more chalukim. Number one, we discussed that the chiyuv of Maisa, this minig, was even when it's loikai mi'aniyim. You have no aniyim to give to. Nevertheless, I'll make a cheshbon of how much money I earned this year. I'll take off a tenth and say, oh, I'll earmark, I owe Maisa, I owe aniyim $10,000, I got to find an ani to give this $10,000 to. So that's one major, it's probably the ikar chilek between Maisa and regular tzedakah, is that tzedakah, you only have a chiv when the ani knocks on your door, when you bump into the ani, or you know of an ani. But if it's loy kai me'anim, there is no ani to be benefit from this money, you don't have a mitzvah tzedakah. But the minig of Maisa went so far that you made a hafrash, you did this, you made a cheshvin, even when it's loy kai me'anim, you already took off a cheshvin for that rainy day, then when you're going to find a nani. Or maybe you go after a nani, you go to another town, you'll search out for a nani. That, now, this chilik, which was the primary chilik probably throughout the ages, is no longer negeh. Because bizmanenu, unfortunately, it's kaimei anim l'rev. I'm not saying that today there are more anim than there were 100 years ago, but because of communication, wherever you are in the world, this kaimei anim, through your tzedakah letters, through newspapers, through already radios, through everything, through functions, through friends, it's chavet de chavisei, through phone calls. It's virtually impossible for someone to say, I went through the year and I don't know of an ani. Or I went through a year and I don't know of an ani who's a nitzah, because every ani that bumped into me was already satisfied de machzorei. Someone who can tell you that, please let me know. I don't know of anyone who can go through a year and say, I don't know of any ani who wasn't taken care of. Unfortunately, rachmanis l'roif. So I'm not saying there are more aniyim, but the word is everyone knows about. The awareness of aniyim is l'roif. So therefore today it's kaimi aniyim. So this primary fundamental chiluk between maisa and stalker is no longer negah. That's one yisoidistik chiluk. Let's go through a second chiluk, a few chilukim, what we discussed till now. Another chiluk is that the mitzvah of tzedakah is to give to aniyim, strictly to give to aniyim. Now there are milas of which aniyim to give, yet we're going to learn, like we discussed, either it's kreivim or it's ani ircha, ani eretz yisrael, achzak is taira, to marry macy yisaimis. There are dargis which we'll see, but the yisaid tzedakah is to any single ani you find, you have a mitzvah tzedakah. Beautiful. Maisa, however, the strict reading of the halacha, and the place can push it very hard because that's what the medrash says, is that maisa is not stamped to an ani. If you want to be mekayim maisa ketikunoi, it has to go to a malei taira. If you give somebody who's an ani, but he's not an amal taira, he's not a younger man, he's not someone who's Tarasum Nasa, he's not an Amal Torah. You were Mekayim a Mitzvah Tzedakah. But Pashtis, you were not Mekayim a Mitzvah Maisa. Maisa is Bedavka to Amal Torah, the Gemes, like we had Truma and Maisa to Kohanim Levim, who were the Ivdei Hashem, and you're being Maksik Torah. And that's why the Medrash Taka says it has to go to Amal Torah. This Indian of Maisa is all the Gemes, and that's why the place will try to be all Dimyonis, which we'll see many halakas tonight, is all the gemes to these mitzvahs of ma'isa that there were, bizman abayis. That was ma'isa tvua and truma. So we apply it even to ma'isa ksofim. But it has to be duma to this, so it has to go to amalei Torah. So that's, I wouldn't say that's the primary chilek, but today's time that's a very important chilek, because people are very quick to give any oni, which is beautiful, and you should, but on a pi cheshbin ma'isa, you're probably not being mekayim ma'isa unless you give it to amalei Torah. All right. Another chiluk is Pashtis. I didn't see this in print, but I believe it's a chiluk, and I discussed it with Rabbi Feld as well, and he agreed, is that this whole inyan of Dovah Shebechayva, that you can't take Maisa off a Dovah Shebechayva, because just like the Maisa of Tvua cannot be taken from a Dovah Shebechayva, if you already pledged, you can't use Maisa to Pati Yochayv, Pashtis, that's also only limited to the dinim of Maisa. But Vivaita handling a mitzvah tzedakah, and you pledged money to give to an ani, kolakavai, that's great, you makayim a mitzvah tzedakah. If you actually went through with your pledge, you carried through and you gave the tzedakah, you makayim a mitzvah tzedakah. So Pashtis, I didn't find this in print, but it's minaseichel, I believe, that this whole shmuz, a davish of bechayva, is limited to Maisa. Mashen came to stam stock as a bee, the money went to stock, to an oni, you're fine and you have no problem. So I can be Mekayim a tenth to anim, but still not qualify for Maisa Ksofen. Another chilek is, which we really didn't discuss, but is that just like there's this minig of Maisa, there was actually a minig to give a chaymish as well, which was two times Maisa, just like Bizman Abayis, they had two forms of Maisa, it was Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, or Maisa Rishon and Maisa Ani. So too, there were many people who were noig to give a chaymish betoris Maisa, not betoris Tzedakah. Tzedakah, anyway, you have to taka give a chaymish, is mitzvah and amavcha. But Alts Maisa, Alts Hukus Maisa, they gave two times Maisa. One Alts Maisa Rishon, one Alts Maisa Sheni. And the nafkamina is, and it's really a shita, Mekubetzes, and the Chavos Chaim brings it down, is that for Maisa Rishon, that has to go to Kohanim Levim, which has to go to Amalei Torah. Maisa Sheni, which was just an Indian to go up to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim, that was more an Indian of a mitzvah to go to Yerushalayim. And therefore, they say that if you have this minig, this Indian, and you want to keep a choymish, you could use the second tenth for Devarim Shal Mitzvah. We said that Maisa has to go to Anim, that's Taskomis, Reva Paiskim, it's Pashtis, Kapshutoi, Mashenkin, the second form of Maisa, that second Maisa, the second 10%, that already could go for Divrei Mitzvah. It doesn't have to be limited to Anim. Mashenkin, if you're talking about Huchas Tzedakah, this Mitzvah Min HaMufcha is Tanim. You can give to beautiful functions and beautiful, like we discussed, Gemaras or whatever it is, it's beautiful, but you won't be Mekayim your Mitzvah Tzedakah with that. For Maisa, the second Maisa, means the Choymish of the Maisa, that second 10, you could use for Dvaram Shal Mitzvah, Mashen Ken, for Hilchus Tzedakah, you have to give it to Anim.
Now we're already talking about
20%. No, we're talking about you could use the same 10% for Maisa and Tzedakah. You could kill two birds with one stone, that's fine, provided you give it to Anim Amalei Torah, so you got the Amalei Torah in with the Anim. And the second 10%, if you want to keep the Mechabes Mitzvah Min HaMufcha, it would have to go to Aniyim. But if you're not holding by doing that Mitzvah Min HaMufcha, but you're holding by doing the Minig of the Chaymish, so the second tenth could go to Dvaram Shal Mitzvah. Now, it's not a Chiyuv. We discussed that last week, you just bring it up, we discussed last week that Ayyavazi Yesim and Chaymish was limited when talking about Huchas Tzedakah. So if you want, you give 20% to Tzedakah out Aniyim, and then you can give another 20% beyond that, whatever. You can give 20%, the second 20%, to Stam Mitzvahs. And that's why I said, on a practical application, I'm not worried about someone giving more than 20%, because you'll see that his first 20% didn't go to Aniyim. So it's not a problem. You can give more, because it's likely he's not going to max out on 20% to strictly Aniyim. But what we're focusing on now is just the Yesod. If you want to keep the Chaymish of the Mechaba, it has to go to Anim. If you want to keep this Minig of a Chaymish, that it can go to Dvam Shal Mitzvah as well.
You want to give the 10% to Amal HaTorah, so then that money comes out on your door. Do you not have to give it anymore? You're not giving more than a Maisa?
Once you makayim your mitzvah ma'isa, according to some place, once you makayim your mitzvah ma'isa, so you maxed out, you need not give any more. There is an inyan which we're going to soon see that you can't turn an ani rekam, which is a different yisoid. But yisoid, once you max out, you gave your 10%, you fulfilled your quota for the year, whatever you mechuyif to give, hatzuchas tzedakah. And if you did a petaris ma'isa, whatever the other halakas which you're going to learn about ma'isa, so you makayim your chilchas ma'isa as well. In fact, let me. All right, well, I'll be ma'isiv more when we get through. We'll see many more chalukim. But beside what we discussed right now, just to recap, we discussed one chiluk is lekai mi'aniyim, another chiluk is amalei Torah, another chiluk is davish shebechayva, and another chiluk is the choymish. That second choymish could go to divrei mitzvah, mashenkein, the choymish of the mechabe has to go to tzedakah, which we're going to see mi'at Hashem tonight, many more chalukim. All right, let's start, and let's see a pischei tshuva. If you look at the first Piskei Tshuva, so Yigrad has a very geshmak shayla, but I'm going to get back to it, but I want to skip. If you look like about 15 lines in, it says V'ayim b'tshuvas noida b'yuda kama, which says Shenishal b'misha noig ma'isek sofim kol yomov. He had a cheshmin. He first gives to the aniyim. It means he keeps a cheshmin, but sometimes he's ahead of the game. He's ahead. He's already giving out to the aniyim before he even earned the profit yet. And that's how he was noig kol yomov. Va'acha moisa, and after he died, nimtza hacheshbin, he found out shehamaisa chayv lo izasach. He overpaid. He gave too much tzedakah for the amount he earned his entire lifetime. The Yoshim realized that their father went over the maisa. Em yesh biyada Yoshim lanakazem yemaisa shalahem. Veheshev shafilo avim hoyachai, even if the father would be around, b'chayev, lo baruku lahai sheyachal lanakaz mashekvahikdim laniyim. He's not convinced that you're allowed to be noig like that. He's far from convinced that you're allowed to do this. Maisa is you have a frosha on what you earned. If you want to be ahead of the game and give the tzedakah out, give the maisa before you earned it, so that wasn't, it was a beautiful tzedakah, but it wasn't maisa on that money. It didn't pat. I mean, if we're going to learn in Kabbalah that the money is sort of teva, whatever it is, whatever this in is, you have to be mafrish maisa on that. If you didn't earn the revich yet, how could you be mafrish maisa on the davar shaloi baloilam? And he says, there's a concept later on, I'll discuss it briefly, but he says, v'divrei amola kamon, which says that you are allowed to advance money to an ani and give it to him b'tarias halva, and then later on, when you earn the money, what you can do is, if you want to give tzedakah, you can be mezakeh that money to the ani, and tell the ani, you know, now, instead of paying me back, I'm going to take it from the future tzedakah that I would have given you. It's sort of a game that you're playing. You're lending money to an ani, which he has no personal skivus to give it back, but the string attached is you should know that when I want to give you tzedakah tomorrow, when I have money to give tzedakah, I'm going to take that tzedakah and be zeich it for you and take it right back as a payment for this choiv that I'm giving you. And Rama allows that, and it's a concept used. He says, that's only heim b'milva. Sure, if you lent the money today, so there was no act of tzedakah yet, then when you earn the money later on, you want to give tzedakah, so it's very good. At that point, you have revag. You want to be ma for sure for that revag. What you do is you sort of give it to the ani, and you yoitza your chiv tzedakah mais, and then you just take it back because he owes you the money, so that's fine. Because you did it b'milva l'ani derech hava, but not in your case, in the father's case over here, that he did it v'loi b'derech nesina, not that he did it b'derech nesina, we actually gave it to the ani l'chlut in his tzedakah, and now he wants to make a cheshbon for the future, that doesn't work. And he goes on, other cheshbonis, but beside what you see from the Noid of Yehuda is, it's a lumdus of a hafrosha. Really, alumnus of it's really makloikas apayiskim. By the way, everything in ma'isa is going to be a makloikas apayiskim because there's no sugya. So anyone who creates a svar, there'll be always somebody who created a svar faket. That's how it goes. It's like loisachma type of thing. There's very little gemara. In fact, even the Neid Yehuda has a whole snatzos at the beginning that he hates discussing shailas that there are no gemara on because, you know, you just svar is hakeris. It's a visceral svar. It just comes from the baik. It's nothing. So he has problems with it. But you should know, but the Neid Yehuda's stance is that you need a frashim. Afrosha, it has to be a real afrosha on something else that already exists. Unless you do the Rambaz game later on, that you lend it and then you do the afrosha later and you pay yourself back.
How would it be different in in that case of Shas Moshe, where he gives as much tzedakah as he wants, and
sorry, what?
Shas Moshe, a person can give as much tzedakah as he wants.
Right.
Right, and not worried about
it. That halacha doesn't mean that you mekayim hokus ma'isa. That halacha is that there's no limitation on yevazi yetsi mekayim.
I'm saying as far as the kids coming later, I'm wanting to backtrack.
This case is because the father gave a betoris. The father was only interested in giving a betoris ma'isa. He made a cheshbon, and he gave too much. And the person discussed exactly what to do. I just wanted to pull out this nakuda. What you see in the native Yehuda is that not only do you need a hafrasha, but it has to be a sort of a real hafrasha. Now, what you see in Kamat all the Paiskim is that you need a hafrosha. Medibuddha just holds that hafrosha has to be real. But what they hold is in Hilchus Maisa, that differs in Tzedakah, is that Tzedakah you could just stump, give a name whenever you bump into a nani. Mashenk in Hilchus Maisa, sort of, maybe you want to do Bevasaches, but sort of you have to take out the dollar of Vittorius hafrosha. I'm being mafish this dollar to pata, another $9 in my wallet, and now give this dollar to Anani. It has to be Hilchus. It's a Hafroshes Maisa. So this is another nafkamina between Maisa and Tzedakah, is that Tzedakah, you do not need a Hafrosha, but Shekin Maisa Ksofim requires a Hafrosha. I'd like to know if it requires a real Hafrosha, not under the Davish Olam, has to be already here. But you need a Hafrosha. Now the Paiskim all discuss, it's sometimes difficult to do, but the Paiskim all discuss that even as Hilchus Tzedakah, it's a great idea to be Mafresh. And the reason is, and I can tell you from, I'm sure anyone who did this experiences the same feeling, and that's what they say, is that when you have to pull out a dollar out of your pocket, it doesn't go as easy as if you know that the dollar was already mufresh for mice. It's in a different envelope or a different bank account. Then I have no problem writing as much many checks as I want. The money's not mine anyway. It's already earmarked for tzedakah. I give it with a save upon him yafis. No problem. Besimcha shalom. Faket, I'm so excited. It bothers me, this makshava, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm so excited that I found an ani, because I can part of my baruch shem, I can kind of my mitz. I have this money sitting in my wallet, I'm trying to get rid of it, money in my bank account. Baruch shem, I bumped into an ani, I can give away the money. Now, I'm not saying you should be besimcha when you see an ani, but you should empathize with him. But nevertheless, that's the feeling that you'll see, that you'll have if you do this. You'll give it freely without any strings, without any conniptions. So therefore, it's tamma eitzah tov, because that improves the eichus of how the nesin is given. But at least in fundamentally, tzedakah does not require afrasha. Mashen kein hilchus ma'isik sofim does. All right, let's go. Let's skip to another Piskei Tshuva. I'm going to skip to the Piskei Tshuva on the next page. The end of Ois Beis. On the second line, it says, V'ayim b'tshuvas chavis yoyer, shom bashmata shebeseifa seifa, shekosav, sheshoal, echad mimenu lohiris loy, shenog lahafish maisa min harevich, v'nisrashu lo yada v'amr shenoydlo li bebirah, he stopped doing it, shenoydlo li bebirah, shenoysin letztoko umizonis lebonu v'bonoysav, asher letztoko teichoshev, okay, he has a cheshem why he wants to count it as tzedakah, yoysin mechoymish harevich, he's giving even more than 20%, so memeili, he doesn't need to give maisa anymore, he's part of, v'heishiv deloy shapa ovid, what he just did is because he's so benevolent and so free that he gives tzedakah, beautiful, even more than 20%, that's a different issue, but very nice, that doesn't part his choyv of Maisa. Why? V'enu yoyti de choyv is Maisa bezeh, k'may mechazal al taber la'ase oimdeis. You're not allowed to be ma'afrish ba'oimed. You can't take a guess, I have a kree here, I don't know if it's 10 pounds or 11 pounds, I'll just be ma'afrish 2 pounds and I'm zikha yoyti my 10%. You're not allowed to do that. You're not supposed to be ma'afrish ba'oimed. You have to make an exact bediktuk, a cheshmin, exactly how much ma'isa tvua there is, how much tvua there is, and then give off a tenth, whatever the cheshbon, ma'isa truma, whatever it is. So too for ma'isa ksofim, which is the gemis, the ma'isa of the Torah, you have to be exact. You have to make a cheshbin, bediktok, exactly how much you want to give. You can't just stam, oh, I'll give plenty, and I'll zikha satisfy what I need. That's not enough. Now the Piskei Tshuva goes on and quotes, I'm b'seif in Mishnas Chachamim, Sham, the next line, I skipped a line, shecheilik olav daf inema, demaisa ksafim, yeshloi din maisa ani, even if it is the gemis to maisa ani, some people say it's not. It's really the gemis ma'isa rishon. Okay, but still, mikomak on inin lahafish umid loydam el ma'isa tvu of yachol hoisif em yitzav eshapa of it, and it's not a problem im hoisif. That's how the Mishnah Chachamim says. The Mishnah Chachamim argues and holds that you do not need to make a cheshbon. If you give benevolently, you zikha give more freely, more than you need to, then you mekayim a mitzvah ma'isa. La halacha we are machmir. Avis Chesed and others, we are machmir to give it bediktok. Those who are mekayim maisa are machmir to give it bediktok with a cheshbon. Even though the Mishnah's Chacham al-Khari is gerecht, the reason one of the Torahs are al-Tabra mu'umid is because you might have hafrosh of tevel mu'uriv zeh bezeh with maisa, which Pasha doesn't pass by maisa k'safim because there's no real hilchos tevel to it. But whatever the side and yisaidis of maisa k'safim are, which is the gemis to that maisa, yes, it's that inin, whatever we want to call it. So therefore, you have to have it exactly bediktok with a cheshbon. To take it to another step is that the Chofetz Chaim says that if you would like to give more than a tenth, no problem, give more than a tenth. I'm not going to stop you in Hilchas Tzedakah, but make sure you only earmark a tenth for Hilchas Maisa, and everything you give beyond that, make sure you don't give it Betaris Maisa. You're giving it Betaris Stam Tzedakah, because if you give Betaris Maisa, you're no longer giving Maisa. You're giving 11%, not 10%. And he says, on top of that, those who had the minhag to give a chaymish should not earmark a chaymish off, because then you don't have maisa. You should earmark two maises. First give one maisa, and then give another maisa. So you have a diktuk on one maisa, and a diktuk on another maisa. But you're going to take 20% off in one shot, you're going to lose out. You're not going to have a maisa hafrasha. You have to have maisa. You want to give a second maisa? Beautiful. So it'll be maisa again, a second maisa. But without that, you can't give stam benevolently. And that's how the ilim is more medactic. Now again, there's going to be a makhlekes in every step of the way, but if you want to know, the Heidegger are pushing for this, that yes, it should be bediktok. Now, to take it just a dava, a rayon, is that we learned in Reish Mem Zayin, the Ramah holds that b'chunino bezois, the inyan of you should be ma'aseh b'shvil shetesaseh, applies even to ma'aseh k'safim. And we discussed then that the Piskei Tshuva jumps on the Ramah. It's not true. It's only by the ma'aseh of the Torah. It's not by ma'aseh k'safim. The Piskei Tshuva is Sif Katan Beis and Reish Mem Zayin. However, the Rishonim are mevuah like the Ramah. The Rabbeinu Yoina and the other Rishonim, Sefer Chasidim are mevuah like the Ramah, that even for ma'aseh k'safim, you have this haftaka that you're going to become wealthy. So Rabbi Felder asked that how come you have people who are medakdik in Maisa, you don't see them becoming wealthy? It's b'chuni no bezois. There's no teretz. It's b'chuni no bezois. If you give Maisa, you have a guarantee. Kodesh Baruch says, "Mavtiach, you will become wealthy." So how could it be that you look around and you don't see people becoming wealthy? So his teretz was that we unfortunately stumble into anim she'enim hu ganim. And therefore, we're not mekayim ma'isa kitikunoi, because even a shavah pruta, something is going to an anish enu, which doesn't deserve tzedakah. So meila yikum tais. At the end of the day, you missed on your ma'isa, and meila that's why you lost your haftaka. God, he quoted very nice. Kesa Kachem, who says that's why even if you hold that ma'isa k'safim does work, means b'chunim nabezois, but as manena we should not test HaKadosh Baruch Hu with it, because you never know, you might bump into an anish enu mahugin. Okay. I told him that I don't hear the kasha, because if you learn like these paiskim, I feel them to learn me, you have people who are Baruch Hashem Mekayim Maisa, it's extremely, extremely difficult to be exact midaktik on the cheshem punkt of Maisa, not to be a penny lower and not to be a penny higher. Even if those people keep cheshbonis, unless you, like I mentioned before, unless you mamish an ani, who you don't have that much of an income, and it's like ordered from one source, so maybe it's easier to track. But if you have this and that, and a lot's going on, and your wife works, and it's very, very difficult to keep an exact cheshbon and be mafrish maisa exactly a tenth, not a penny more, not a penny less. If you do it, fine. That's what I told him. He said he hears. It's very nice. Baruch Hashem, this week I found a sefer. I didn't hear about the sefer till now, but I'm gonna. The sefer was from a Talmud of the Maharshal, and some say he was the Maharshal's shver. The sefer's name is Zichron Moshe. He has a sefer on Chumash called Zichron Moshe. He was a kadmon, and he mamish says this word, Baruch Hashem. He says that he wonders how come in Ashkenaz they're wealthy, the mishpachas. L'dori doris, it's like sort of b'Yerusha, them, their children, the 8 o'clock, and where he is in his parts of the world, I forgot where it was. You don't see that, you see? No, it doesn't work. You have this guy wealthy, his son's a nonny. You see the Galgal HaChayzer. But in Ashkenaz, what happened to this Galgal HaChayzer? Why are they wealthy for Kufis and Tekufis? What's going on? And he says, it's because of this problem. And he was Tzavach Kakrukha. He says, because in Ashkenaz, they're medactic to give it Becheshmin, an exact tenth. And where he is now, even though they give Tzedok and it's beautiful, but they're not medactic to give it Becheshmin, so they lost this Haftacha of Aseh B'Shvil Shetezaseh. They don't have it anymore, and that's why the Oish is not Meskayim.
The Maisa is
Maybe in those days they didn't have it. It wasn't so popular. Or maybe they had Temchit Stagan.
I think I got a check of $1,011, right? And he gives, instead of giving $101.10, he gives $102. Say it's a problem, he's not yet some meiser on the whole $102?
Right.
You tell me the times when they had the bushels of grain, they had an exact...
Right, the Pesachim actually says, the Pesachim actually say that when they had 9 kernels left over, they used to keep it on the side and wait till they got the 10th kernel so they could be mafish mice on it.
The way they used to do is to count kernels?
Well, that's what he asked me. So I don't know Hilchus mice exactly, if you go by weight, you go by size or volume, depending on the item, but... It was clear, an exact cheshbon. It was al-tabit. They didn't do it b'mumet. They did it with an exact cheshbon. Now, what you can do is you can give the $102 and say 101.10 is for meisen, the other 90 cents is for tzedakah, because in time.
Why?
Right now, when I sort of with that check, right? And that.
Everything that is true matters, everything that is meisen, giving else meisen, the rest of it is tzedakah.
So if you, it's so nice, why can't you be massing that stamazah in the future, that whatever is a cheshbon, let a kodesh broker keep the accounting. I don't know, the person don't say that, I hear the chav, but I don't know. But that's his cheshbon. He said that's the reason why they didn't. So now you see from Pesachei Teshuvah another nekuda. Now this nekuda again, here's another chilek between maisa and tzedakah. Because here maisa is altaba, you can't do it b'aymit. Mashen tzedakah, you want to be benevolent and feed the world of aniyim. Great, you don't have to be medak b'cheshen. The more the merrier. But fine, the more the merrier. It's great. Mashen ken in hukis maisa ksofim, it has to go b'diktok. Sorry. Good. Okay, so whatever that number was, why don't I just go straight to that number, right? 19 or whatever it is. So that the Avos Chesed says you shouldn't do that because you have to have a frosh's mice at 1/10 and then another frosh another 10.
Another test of the question is they didn't give them mice at some Moshe
Torah. Excellent. That's what I wanted to say. My second reason, I told him this as well, is that I don't know what happened then, but I can see around what goes on now is that most people, because either they're unaware or it's hard to find, whatever the cheshbon is that all their mice and money, halavai, it should be going to aniyim. I'm not even convinced that it's going to aniyim and not to divrei mitzvah. But I feel that if it's going to aniyim, it's not going to all to amalei Torah. And the strict reading of the Medrash and the Poskim is that it has to go to amalei Torah. So that, beautiful, yes. So that would be another reason why felt in this haftacha, because you're not keeping mice kedin. Now, Vav, you could have shittas, different shittas. But if you want to know akasha, the kasha is because maybe the Bnei Shulam Paskins that has to go to Amalei Torah. Mimela, they only have the Bechunin of his eyes. That's Kipshuta, what needs to be done. All right, let's go and learn another. Sorry, another Cheshbon. Right, look, let's go back to the beginning of the Pesachei Teshuvah. The beginning of Pesachei Teshuvah, Sifka Nalef, it says, Vim hayuloi be'esik echod, revach, be'esik echod hefsid, which is very common. You can have many deals in 1 year, and some deals are prosperous and profitable, and some deals just don't make it. And but Baruch Hashem, at the end of the year, you're making panasa, but today you made money, tomorrow you lost money, the next day you make more than you lose, but there are times that you had revachim and have saved them. So let's take just a mashal. 1 year you made $200,000 in revach, but in that same year, you also lost $50,000. So your net was only $150,000. So do I have to give Maisa only on $150,000? Or do I have to give Maisa on the entire $200,000? Because Be'emes, you were Mavich this year, $200,000. Grada, you happen to have a Hefzid, Nebuch, you blew it. Or that's a Shkocha, that you lost money somewhere else. But you saw you were Mavich this year, $200,000. Do you have a Chiv to give 10% on the entire $200,000? Is it gross or net? Yeah, but Bedavka didn't want to give that much because we're going to see other tzais. I want Bedavka that there should be clear, identifiable revachim, and on a different deal, clear, identifiable hefseidim. Not tzais that you need to get to those revachim, and which we'll discuss shortly. All right, so what does he say? He says, I'm behetiv shal arav maritzal shekotz b'shem shair Ephraim. She'im b'shah shohayoloi hefseid. If at the time that you had this loss, hoyoloi cheshbin, you already made the cheshbon, this past week or this month, I'm in red, I lost this month, I made that cheshbon. Once, after you made that cheshbon, any future revachim, even if it's the same year, hu inyan acher. It's already not part of the cheshbon. I already made my cheshbon of my losses. Ve'enu memalei harevach as a hefzid. You can't use the revach to supplement for the hefzid to make it a wash. Avim loy ha'yulo cheshbon atoim hashana. But if you don't make an accounting to the end of the year, then v'chashu kol ha'cheshbonis harevach ve'hefzid mikol hashana. Then yes, then ozi malei hefzid min harevach ayin shom. The Shaar Ephraim holds that you can only use the Revachim to offset your Revachim is only if you didn't make an accounting to the end of the year. But if you have a constant accounting and you know about your Hefseidim clearly before you have the future Revachim, no. So in my case, you would have to give $20,000 worth of Maisa, even though you only netted $150,000.
What's the difference when I make the Cheshbon?
Because he holds that in each Cheshbon, because
Now I lost
$50,000. So, Nebuchadnezzar, you lost $50,000. What should I do about it? But in each... Right, in each... If the Nakuda was, as I identify, I know that this was my Revach, so I already have a Chiv Maisa already now on this Revach, or I already identify the Hefzets, I know this Hefzets is a different Cheshbon, I can't mix Cheshbonis, I can't Lamosha, just like with Zman HaBayis, every year is a separate Cheshbon, you can't use one year with the next year, so to here, every accounting is a separate Cheshbon, and that's what he does. It means it goes Basa, your Cheshbon amount, your accounting.
What do you call accounting? That I know that I had the loss?
He doesn't say when you mafresh the maisa. He says when you make a cheshbon of how much revach you have or how much hefzed you have. That's what he said. Now if you look, he continues, I am b'tshuvas noy de b'Yehuda. I skipped a line. Shaloi pasakein el im harevach vehefzed hoy b'shana achas then lo oilum yanak ezeh bezeh. If it was in 1 year, then you could use one against the other. Avu b'shtei shanim, but if it was in 2 separate years, then lo yanakeh. So he says it goes according to years. And this is a major mavucha among the Boiskim. What is the cutoff? Do you go according to the Cheshbon? Maybe like you suggest, maybe you go at the point of the Hafroshes Maisa. Some want to say that it goes by the year, like the Nei of Yehuda. Some want to say, I'll give you another Nakuda, a monkey wrench here, that even no matter when you go, let's say you go by the year. But if you already mafresh the Maisa, then it's too late to keep your Cheshbonis and backtrack and supplement. Because if you already mafresh, that's sort of out of your Rishus already, and that you have to give Tzedakah, even though tomorrow you Chalila have a Hefzid, you can't say, oh, Kum Toys, today already I didn't owe so much Maisa. It's too late. If I was mafresh, it's too late. I shouldn't say Eskomis HaPayzim, but I guess Eskomis HaMinig, it's much easier and it's much more common, is to just make a cheshbon every single year. It's the easiest to do, and I guess that's why it was adapted to go like that. Now, what's considered the year? Well, in strict halakha, maybe you should go according to... But that's when you make the accounting. I have no problem every time in your mafris as you go along, but a person makes his full accounting at the end of the year, and it's a good idea at the end of the year to see where you're holding. Are you ahead of the game? Are you behind the game? You might have the other problem, the other nebuyuda, that you were, during the year, you were ahead in your terms of hafrosh, you were maisa, you were mechalek lani more than your receivables and your income, so then that you can't count. But as long as you know that the income that you have is ahead of the maisa that you gave out, then you just keep on going. At the end of the year, you make one big accounting and you see what you're holding. So some say, yeah, when you write it at your pinkas, yes, some want to actually be mafresh the money into a separate kiss, separate wallet, a separate bank account, a separate envelope, whatever it is, to keep a cheshbon. The degrees of a fraud, that's not clear exactly what... Okay, like this. Let's say this year I know I made, this week I know I made somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000. That's what I know. So I know for sure I made $1,000. I could right now be mafresh $100 off of that. So now I got for the first $1,000. Second $1,000 I'm not accounting for. But I know I have $1,000 for sure. That's the minimum. And then the next week, etc. At the end of the...
Next week you lose 3,000, then you didn't make 1,000, because it doesn't go by business by the whole year.
Right, so if it goes by the whole year, I hear. But at least on this Revach, at the end of the year, if you had Revach, this was the first Revach, the very first Revach that you had. So on that, I was mafresh my maisa for this Revach. And I keep an account, because it's a running account. At the end of the year, I'll see where I'm holding. If I'm behind by $3,000, so at the last, you know, the last week of the year, I'll make sure to write out $3,000 of tzedakah. No problem. Then I'll catch up. But as long as I'm giving out less than I'm receiving, I'm always giving maisa, and I'm being mafresh maisa, and at the end of the day, I'll make an exact cashin, and then I'll just complete the exact cashin to get a bidiyuk 10%. And that will be fine.
That's what you're doing. So you add store, Moshe, right? So you, let's say you made $100,000 in sales, right, 1 week. And so you make a cheshbon strictly the cost of the goods. Okay, you made money this week.
No, right? More than cost of goods. Rent and electricity and the workers and taxes, and which we're going
to
discuss.
Make that afrasha on a weekly basis.
No, so I told you, you won't get an exact afrasha, but you can have a minimum afrasha. I can know that I zichen netted, if the all the choice I'm allowed to deduct, I zichen netted $500. So I know I can zikha give that as a frasha. I can zikha give $50 already as a frasha.
Good thing you have to have a frasha, all a frasha one time. It's not
and it doesn't say you have to have a frasha one time. It says you have to have a frasha and you can't be ahead of the game according to another Yehuda, A. And B, it has to be a frasha bedictuk that you keep in cash. And at the end of the year, I just gave a lot and it wasn't 10%, it was 11%. At the end of the year, I have to know exactly I gave 10% of maisa. So at the end of the year, I'll make an exact cash. I'll know where I'm holding. So at the end of the year, I'll be mashlim that 10% that I could come before the Baruch Shalom and say I gave an exact 10%. Not a penny more, not a penny less.
What about
the Oh, so one second. So it doesn't say clearly, even though B'Yisoid you should say that it should call me Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, and some place in God hold like that. But many poskim, and it's Mashmoyz and the Debut and others, is that it's irrelevant when you make off that cutoff date. The Ikun Nukud is you got to have a cutoff day. You have to have one day of the year because you can't come Mishana L'Chavrata. You have to have one time of the year. I know that this is my cutoff point. Not every Maitre God was from Rosh Hashanah anyway. But all right. But you have to have one cutoff point that you know that this is it. This is my cutoff day. Memela, as an Eitz HaTov, even though I know that there are Poskim who say it has to be B'davka Rosh Hashanah, but a pragmatic advice is that you should not go with that sheet, because you're going to try to keep from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, you're going to end up falling away from the entire Maisa altogether. You're going to see it's too difficult. Whatever cheshbon you use for the rest of your accounting, if it's January 1st for your fiscal year, whatever you do for your taxes, whatever it is, I would recommend that you should use for Maisa as well, because you're making the accounting anyway. It's at that point it's easy to see where you're holding in life. And yes, you will not be mekayim every single shita with that, but you will be mekayim many, many shitas. And Eitz HaTov, it's really you don't have a choice, because you try to do the other way, you're not going to keep maisa. Yeah, I'm not bothered by that. Pasha, yes, I'm not bothered by that. You have a good shayla, but Pasha, I'm not bothered by that.
You end up giving more than
if you were ahead of the game, what do you mean? You gave out more anis to... No, then you blew it. What do you mean? You blew it. You blew it. It's too late. No, but you can, like we said, you can make double afrasha. Give one for a tenth and one for your second chaymish, like the Kavos Chaim says. Make sure you only give a tenth, and anything beyond that, say, I'm not giving a b'toris ma'is, it's dumb to talk on. It's fine. But in his case, it's too, he's asking for an eighth I can give. I'm telling you, no, if he blew it, he blew it. Not to blow it? Is when it comes January 2nd, I know for sure I made at least $500 this week, and let's say I want to give more money to tzedakah, because I'm holding, but let's say giving a chaymish, or 15%, right? So I can make off $50, I'll give b'toris maisa. And I write in my maisa pinkus. And everything else, I'm giving stam out tzedakah. I'm allowed to give tzedakah, forget it, I'm chuyv to give tzedakah. So it's mitzvah min amufcha. But it's not b'toris maisa. I shouldn't have a shame maisa on it. So Mamela, I keep an exact cashin. At the end of the year, I make an accounting of all the mice I gave.
Let's say you made the money at the end of the year. You made, let's say, whatever it was, the prop was, let's say, the $100,000.
So at the end of the year, he knows exactly what his prop was.
December 31st, he lost in the stock market. He lost another $50,000, right? So now his prop is only $50,000. He already gave $10,000, but never thought his stock would go down.
So
then he blew it. He has no cash. He has not yet.
No, at that point, you mean it was out of control, you're saying?
Right.
Yeah, and that point I hear. There are places we discuss what to do with that mice, and maybe you can carry that mice over to the second year because maybe it was betoyes. That's a tumult amongst the place game.
Yeah, that problem with Afrosha.
Correct. Oh, yeah. No, Pashistan. Pashistan. Sorry?
If you take out that money that was lost in the stock market, it's not a real loss until you withdraw.
Okay, that's a different issue. Okay, he sold, he liquidated. Okay. All right. Why don't you have a cheshbon?
Because I don't have a cheshbon until April at least.
Oh, that's what you mean. Yeah.
That doesn't make a difference. As long as you have a cutoff date, it's okay, right?
Right. Nobody wants to know. When you want to make the accounting December 31st to know how much he needs to give more to make that exact 10th. He doesn't have the cheshbon debt. So he says, make the kol point every year, but you're not going to know. You're not going to know.
You make the brush April 15th.
No, that's too late. You have to do every year for that year. What do you
every
mean?
Year. Good. Good, but you're making that brush on last year. You're making it, you make April 15th. You have to do January 1st. You have to do it 12 o'clock at 12:01.
Well, okay, maybe Yiddish are good, but whatever. You have to do it during that year. We're hanging to the brush later for last year, you mean?
I owe Maisa.
Kadid Chazanish holds that you owe Maisa, but that's Lachon. I don't know if he's going to use that Lakula. If Kadid knows if you missed it, you owe it. I don't know. So that's what he said. Why don't you give it tonight? Let the Rebbe Shalom keep the cheshbon. Let him be your accountant. I don't know.
If you lose 1 year, you're so good, everything's fine. 1 year,
you lost your problem. Look, I call it Rogov Loibob, but Trinium Briyasev. Obviously, he'll take care of you, you know what I mean? All right. So.
Thing to do is not give tzedakah for a full year and then start.
What's this? What?
Don't give tzedakah for a full year.
Don't give tzedakah? Why?
And then after, if you have
exact
cheshbon every year, you'll be a year ahead.
You can't be ahead.
You don't give until the cutoff. Then you made $100,000. Now you have $10,000 in your bank account.
So every time you should give for the last year's stuff. All right. I'll have to be mine in it if that works. God it says that Biati Hakadosh from Abayis, he waited the third year, and that's the end, and they tushal to Maisek Sofim as well. Is that the Bidyevit time? But Lechatchila, I don't know if you're supposed to wait from year to year. You're talking about Lechatchila the gates, and not Bidyevit the gates. Bidyevit, no. Bidyevit for sure works. We know Bidyevit works. It says he got up to 3 years. But want to know Lechatchila what you should do? I don't know if that's an eitz, Lechatchila. Right. Okay. Yeah, but the other for sure works. You're telling me lechatchila what to do. That's what they're saying. I'm not saying they're wrong. I would have to look it up and see. No, that I said, that b'diyevet avadi could wait to the third year. It's not lechatchila to wait to the end of the third year. We know that. That's not lechatchila. It's supposed to give it shana b'shana. If those people didn't, have to give it. They want to know, what about Maisa? So that I said, I have to be mine. Avadi is b'diyevet to wait 3 years, is b'diyevet, I don't know. All right. Now, what I tell you is, okay, guys, come. All right, so basically is we have a few more chilukim, just to b'chaz it, but we have a few more chilukim. One chiluk right now is that it should be bedikduk. Pasht is a chiluk right now, is this chiluk a revach neged a hefsid? Pasht is also a chiluk, because what was the svara? Yecheshboinis, or whether you can allow to use hefsid against Reva, because all in Hilchas Afrosha, maybe I had a chiv on me already when I knew about it, or I had a chiv on me when I took the account and I made the Afrosha, or the Shona. Pashtis, in Hilchas Tzedakah, you're allowed to go hefsid connected Reva, because Lamais, at the end of the year, that you didn't net $200,000, you only netted $150,000. How can you tell me that, I'll talk about it. I made 1 year, Chulila, a guy made $200,000 of Revach, and that very same year he also lost $200,000 on a different deal. So at the end of the year he netted zero. So you're going to tell me now for this guy, he has a Chiv, a Mida Beninus to give 10%, and a Mitzvah Min HaMufkuk to give 20%. He himself is a non, he earned nothing this year. It would sound far bizarre to me to tell me that he has that his Chiv Tzedakah cannot use Hefzik Keneged Revach. So Pashas, this whole halacha could only be limited to Maisa and Hilchas Afrosha, and Hilchas Kiyuvah when the Chiv kicks in, so then I can handle, yeah, how much is like Maisa, Hefzik Kenevik Revak. But if you're talking about Hilchas strictly Tzedakah, Pashas, you are allowed to deduct Hefzedim Kenevik Revak. So that Pashas is another Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina is what you say, it was a Nadibuda that he doesn't allow you to make that Afrosha in advance. Mashen came for Hilchas Tzedakah, Pashas, It's at the end of the day what you could afford. If I gave most of my tzedakah at the beginning of the year, who cares? But lemaisa is, I satisfy my chiv tzedakah, because at the end of the day, if I give more, I won't be able to support my own family. I have how much I'm willing to be able to lay out, to give as tzedakah. So Pasha, that also is only a din in Hilchus Ma'asek Tzofim and not a din in Hilchus Tzedakah. Now, I want to go take this a step further, this din of Reva Keneged Hefzer. We're talking about different Hefzedim. What Hefzedim are allowed that you can deduct off of Revach? What have saved them? So we're talking about right now is a Revach against a Hefzer in business. I went and I lost money in a business venture. What about workers, electricity, steam, taxes? What have saved them? Am I allowed? Hitzoyis that I need to make the business go, what Hitzoyis am I allowed to deduct connected to Revach? So let's go back to Bimei Chazal. I have right now a pound of grain. So I already own a pound of grain. And I plant a pound of grain. And at the end of the year, Baruch Hashem, I produce 10 pounds of grain. Okay? What is my chiv maizah?
The 10 pounds of grain.
And the 10 pounds of grain.
Of course, fertilizer you use
doesn't make a difference. Fertilizer, workers, Mexicans, heat. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference how much you use in your tzoyt to put in the 1 pound of seeds. It's irrelevant. In strict Hilchus Maisa and Truma and Afrasha, it's on complete Revak. I don't care what your tzoyt is what. And this is the million-dollar question of Bezoi. If you can apply that to real Maisa Ksofim, you're going to have to give a lot more Maisa Ksofim to satisfy Maisa Ksofim. And the Achrinim are pulling him, but they don't know what to do with this problem. And this one says, no, it's only a one-time itzah. This is a mucha, it's a risky itzah. They try to make all different chilukim. At the end of the day, no chiluk is real and muskal, other than the Tekor over the Paiskin. It's beautiful that Dekorov, I forgot which one it was, the Shazai is in the Gibeah, I forgot which one he says that Ayoyis, Maisik Tzav is only a minig. For a minig, he's comfortable to say you could deduct Eitzoyis. If it would be real, he would tell you can't deduct Eitzoyis. Because how could you? If it's the Gemis Mais, the Mais, you're never able to deduct any Eitzoyis. How could you deduct Eitzoyis? This whole din is only, to dan Eitzoyis is only when we're danning pure as a minig, as a revok sense, then we'll talk about Eitzoyis. So which Eitzoyis are you allowed to deduct? So I just want to go through a lot of my Devarim Pshutim. I want to just discuss one by one. Let's talk about, let's say you have a mortgage payments. You have to pay ribis, interest. So rather the place can allow, just like Lahavda, they take it as a deduction. For halacha, for hilchus ma'asek tzofim, you are allowed to take that as a deduction, that you could use that to offset your profits. All the ribis payments, interest payments that you need to make on behalf of your business, that's your business required to function, your equity line, whatever it is, that you're allowed to deduct as hitzoyis. Another tax... Sorry?
Principal
part, where you deducted me, I got it, and that's not. Yeah, I'm talking about the extra, the ribbons that you have to pay, so that was a loss, so that you're allowed to deduct. Another thing they allow you to deduct is taxes. Now, let me just clarify that. It does not mean that you're allowed to deduct poll tax, because that's irrelevant about your business. It does not mean you're allowed to deduct, real estate tax, because it's nothing to do with your business. You can have someone who is a laborer and doesn't work, but if he lives in New Jersey, he has to pay $10,000 of real estate tax, or $20,000 of real estate tax by next month. It's not a problem. It has nothing to do with your business. It's not business related, so you can't say, in order to achieve that revach, to earn that, I needed to pay that tax. No, you didn't. It had nothing to do. You had to pay that tax regardless. Now I'm talking about real estate tax on your home. If you have to have, if you talk about real estate tax on your business, that in a economy that you're allowed to deduct, because that's business related. In order to be my viak, I had to have a place, I had to have rent by my business. So all the rent or choice, any choice, there are business related choice. If it's real estate tax to your business, that's also good. Sorry? You own half of the house, right? So that's revak.
No, you only bought the house because you could rent it out, otherwise you couldn't afford the rent.
Right, so that's revach that you got in, the income you got in. And we'll discuss with Miyat Hashem next week all the different forms of income.
No, I'm talking about the taxes.
Oh, could you deduct? Yeah, probably. They'd rather allow you to deduct the two. Yeah, probably. On that, if you're dealing, let's say you have a two-family home, make it easy. That second house, that second dwelling is for business, because that's you're making revach and making schiris on it. So in a economy, you're allowed to deduct the real estate tax that's related to that portion, because that portion is your business. Happens to be your business in real estate. Sorry? You could.
Their basement.
Okay, so got it. They ask you for a formula when you want these rebates. They ask you for the exact formula. But all right, let's move on to a few other. Let's say you have to have a babysitter. You wouldn't be able to work unless you had a babysitter. And it's directly a cause of your work. So then, yes, then you're allowed to take off for the babysitting expense. But if you're going to send your kid to a babysitter anyway because you need to have gadolt, you need to have no, then you can't take it off. It's only if, in order to be able to work, you needed that babysitter. Otherwise, you wouldn't have had it. So it's a direct, it's an expense related directly to your profit. Let's say you have, one second, let me just go through a few more. Let's say you have an ezeret, right? So if you wouldn't have had that ezeret otherwise, but because you work long hours and you need to take her on more hours, that extra, I don't know how you're going to hedge with that, but that extra that you took her on because of your business, you're allowed to deduct. Sorry? What is necessary for your business? Some people, Badafka, drive in Lexuses because they say it makes a statement and it's easier to get customers than clients, whatever it is. If it's business related, I'll add the name. But whatever is directly related to your business, you're allowed to do. If you have, let's say, a delivery truck, for sure you're allowed to deduct it. Yeah, perks, that doesn't count in halakha perks. We're talking about, that's very nice. In halakha, it has to be something that is necessary for your business. I'm not saying that you have to drive in a car that breaks down every other block and has no heat. I'm saying whatever is considered normal is fine. But beyond that, you can't take that expense. That's for your personal pleasure, for personal use. One second, let me just continue 1 second. Another important one, as I just bring out a whole new perspective, is let's say you have insurance on your business. That's also fine. Whatever you need to run your business, whether it's liability insurance or fire insurance, theft, whatever it is, if that's the normal derech hateva, how to run this business, and that's the muskal, that's how you're supposed to, a normal business practice is to have insurance on your form of a business, yes, then you're allowed to deduct even that insurance premium, because yes, that's a part of the choice of the business. Now, if chalila something happens, the person discusses, and now you get a business, you get an insurance payout, it's a nice chav. They say, besides, you should have to now meiser all the payout that the insurance gives you. But connected that, you just had a hefset, because that's what they're repaying you. So as long as that's the same in the same year, you'd be fine. But if somehow they pay you more than your hefset, yes, on the addition, you would have to pay. That's considered revak, which hopefully we'll discuss next week. I don't know. Go ask Shaila. It's not so simple. Not so simple. Now, what happens if they pay you in the next year, the following year? It's not so simple, depending how you understand it. You know, if you look, it's a Heinz of Shaila. Some say, no, it's just a replacement. If it's a replacement, so we could argue that nothing happened. But some say, no, it's not a replacement. There was a Hefzid that year, and this year you got a Revak. So, and it just, they say that one counts as the other, because the Revak can never get a Hefzid. But if it's 2 different years and you can't use that Cheshvin, then you're not going to be... Correct, an economy. That you, I'm not wrong, but it goes on to 2 separate cheshbonos.
Here's a very good point. You keep on saying you're allowed to. No, you're not allowed. You have to deduct it, otherwise you're never even without keeping my sense.
If you don't go ahead and take off all those things, then you're giving too much.
I hear the cheshbon. You're probably right, but I got to swallow it. You're probably right. That the chayiv, vivayit, it's considered itzah, and itzah is not considered revak, so then you earn less revak, then you must keep cheshbon. If you don't keep cheshbon, you're not going to be medaktik on the exact 10. I hear the cheshbon. I'll belina to look into it. But basically is, as a sikkum of tonight, just to go over it, to go over different chilukim that we have between mice and tzedakah, just a recap, is... Maisek Sofim requires a hafrasha. Maisek Sofim is even if it's loikai me'aniyim. Maisek Sofim is bedafka tamalei teira. Maisek Sofim cannot come from a davusha b'choiva. The choymish of Maisek Sofim is allowed to go to divrei mitzvah. Maisek Sofim has to be bedafka bediktuk. You have to get an exact tenth. For Maisek Sofim, it's a shayla exactly how you do revach or have to kenevach revach. Nika ha'itzoyis, okay, Baruch Shem, they allow most of them, or Ma'isek Sofim, you can't give before you are marviach. To be ahead of the game won't work. And we're going to see in the Pashas there are going to be a couple more nafkaminas as well. As an Eitzah Toiva Kamash Malon, and this is all the places can keep on chazering it, but it's all chazering it as well, is that if you are going to Belina to be Makabal Ma'isek Sofim, do just that, and do a Belina, and have in mind that you're going to be Makabal every single kula possible, and then play it along. Now, whatever works out for you, you should be makabel. For you, if you have no problem to being Makayim, let's say, a Amalei Torah, but you do have a problem making a Bediktok, or you have no problem with Bediktok, but you have a problem giving to Amalei Torah, try to be Klai Bois, whatever works for you in your lifestyle, to be Makayim by Sektov. And don't be Makabal everything, because it'll never work. Try to be Makabal some, but be Makabal, whatever you do, is Belin Neder, so you shouldn't be caught later on when you want to change it. Akutavach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.